Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back, you snivelling, snugcast loving rats. It has been a while and we've had a break, but here we are back where it all began, where we thought up the whole concept. Phil Grimes Pub on a Thursday evening on the 27th of March.
Speaking of
this, June actually.
Jesus.
March is in my head because I'm getting married 27th of March next year. On the 27th of June 2019. 27 degrees outside.
Also, I'm going to say, speaking of 27 degrees, it's a fucking glorious day.
What a day. And we're here in Philip Ryan's. We just had a fucking lovely conversation with Tom Ryan, the barman here, who is as good a barman as you'll ever find in the world. Sitting in Philip Ryan's, and we're here to bring the Snugcast back into the ears of our beautiful fucking listeners. And we took a couple of weeks break on there. We were just discussing off mic. How long it's been since we recorded, 3 to 4 weeks, and the break has been lovely. The fucking fire is back in our bellies, and we've had some lovely contact from a couple of listeners who we didn't even know we had, who have been on to us being like, you know, looking forward to certain things that we're going to announce in this podcast, and that they heard about through the grapevine, I presume. Yeah. And it's been fucking brilliant to have a break, but it's even better to be fucking back.
I know, it actually has been so good, because I think like I've really enjoyed like the podcast that we've done like lately and stuff, but like just prior to this break, but like there was a bit of, because like we've said numerous times, the essence of this podcast is just lads coming to a pub, having a chat,
yeah,
and just pressing record, right? Phones are away, like no, like John, obviously we're recording on a phone, but like nobody's on a phone. It's just fucking pub chat, right?
Have a conversation with you.
Exactly. Yeah. Just having a chat, right? Whereas I thought that, like, we actually became so invested in the Snugcast as like a property or as a,
yeah,
as a brand or something, that we ended up being like, you know, like, because we do take piss breaks and stuff throughout the podcast, or whatever, right? But like we ended up being like, oh, you know, what is
it? A bit regimental.
A bit of that, but like it was like, oh, we'll go on social media now, we'll take a photo of our pint, we'll put that pint up on thing, and it actually took away from,
yeah,
the actual essence of we're doing. Like, yeah, we just want to have, like, this is what we were always doing.
To break the fourth wall and talk, like, for the listener, what it's like sitting here. And a couple of listeners have been on the podcast, a couple of people who were loyal listeners have been on the podcast, stuff like that. And to take it away to the listener, like, I suppose the thing about it is, when we're recording this podcast, we're sitting in a pub, we're having a chat. Like, the best crack that we've had on recording it, whatever it's turned out like,
yeah,
has been a nice where the next day we're like, we never took a fucking photo to put up as the photo for the night, or for the podcast or something like that.
Just forgotten.
Because we've just been too invested in the crack. Like,
or as you were saying earlier on, like, some of the best podcasts we've had have been like when, like, say we've had the piss break or whatever, and there's just been like a load of crack in between, like off mic, that we've just completely forgotten about.
But
like,
it's off the cuff content.
Oh, it is. But like, that's what it is. Like,
really.
Like,
so that brings about interesting conversation.
Ollie, will you just read off the script?
So basically, obviously, loyal listeners of Smokecast, we actually have quite a few. In the break, people have been talking, I presume, because we've got a little spike in listeners, and it's really good to see in the last couple of weeks. So I'm DJ Walsh, co-host of Smokecast. To my right here tonight in Phil Grimes' pub is Owen Tabb, fellow co-host of the Smokecast, and loyal Smokecast listeners will recognise the dulcet tones of Ollie Sharp, who has been on two or three Snowcasts up to this point.
This is my third one.
This is your third, is it?
The trifecta.
Yeah, the trifecta. And Ollie is...
going to quit off.
Yeah.
That's it. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be like, you know, like, well, I don't know, what's a fucking good trilogy, like, you know?
Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings is the ultimate trilogy, yeah.
It's probably the best one.
It probably is, yeah. My sister maintains that you could argue that Harry Potter is the trilogy made into films.
Christ.
No, that's... an octology.
That's a terrible shout.
So yeah, Lord of the Rings is a good trilogy.
The Three Borns,
The Godfather, but Godfather 3 is shit enough, but it does actually slander the church, so I'm all for that. Sorry to any hardcore Catholics listening to this. I think The Godfather's up there too, but
I like the three Christian Bale Batman films.
Yeah, very good.
People slate the last one, like the Darren
like Christian Bale's
very good.
Christian Bale's a bit of a cunt, but they're very good films. Yeah, and he is a very good actor.
He plays Batman very well in those films.
To be fair,
he's been the best one we've had.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
yeah, Michael Keane's not bad. What Michael Keane? Is that Michael Keaton? Yeah, Michael Keane is that game that plays at Everton.
Fucking United wonder kid.
Yeah, absolutely. And the bastard played on one of these fellas that played on the race for Ireland, but now thinks he's too good for us. We're here in Phil Grimes in Waterford. Ollie, who studies in Galway, and he's back down with us for a couple of months in the summer now. We're delighted to have him. You might see a bit more of him in the Snowcast now in the summer months. We're in Phil Grimes, and people who listen to Snowcast often will know that we start this podcast off by talking about where we are and the beautiful drinks that we've decided to drink tonight. So, Ollie, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking the Yellow Belly Castaway. It's a lovely sour beer. It's tasty. It's interesting.
It's Owen's favourite drink.
It's got it all going on in there. Like, it's the back of your tongue. It's lovely. It's just...
pure sour.
Just like tasty.
I suppose people that listen to us a lot will say that, like, Jesus, you're always drinking Castaway Sour. Like, someone's always nearly on it. But that's an indication of how good a drink it is.
This is my first time having it.
It's your first time having it? Yeah, because you were on the... shout out to White Gypsy. You were on the White Gypsy Blonde. You had a pint of that. And then you spotted it on the board here in Phil Grimes. And you said...
have a taste. Yeah. Get a pint and...
So as a newbie to the Castaway, your first sip, explain it to us moment by moment. It was an intimate description of your first...
It was an interesting one, because like, I wouldn't usually be a huge fan of sours, haven't tasted a huge amount of sours either, so this kind of taste straight away was interesting, it was different. I'm kind of sick of drinking Heineken and Guinness and stuff, and we're kind of getting into the summer months now, something light.
It's pure summery,
Like, you know, there's a summer vibe off it. After playing the tag, then a bit of thirst on you.
Yeah, we're playing tag rugby tonight. They're a bit dehydrated, so we needed to fill our fluid levels with a few pints. So, sometimes you come into a pub, and last Wednesday one we met here for an hour.
Yeah.
And we both had a Fruitropolis from Rascals Brewing. And I was driving, so I had a couple of 7-ups after, and we stayed for a while, and, I drove back once my blood alcohol level came into a legal limit after one pint, and we sat and had a pint of Fruitropolis with each other last week, and when we came in here tonight, sat at the bar here last week, had a chat, kind of, we got our thoughts. I'd been away for a couple of weeks. Let's fucking get back on board now. Where are we going? What are we doing? I'm just fucking two friends that hadn't seen each other in fucking 2 weeks, had a little chat. We came in Fruitropolis. We both came in here tonight and said there's only fucking one team I'm drinking tonight, and you said the exact same team. On a day that's 27 degrees, I just want to say the Rascal Brewing Company, thank you so fucking much for Foodtropolis Tropical Pale Ale 4.3%, an absolute orgy of fruit in your mouth.
Banger.
I know, because so basically we were in Phil Grimes, and normally we'd come in the road door,
yeah, actually, right. We'd be walking on the road.
Right, so normally we come in the road door, but they also have a car park back door, right?
Yeah.
And we came in that tonight, right? So if we come in the road door,
sounds like Mordor and Rohan. Rohan, speaking of Lord of the Rings, Rohan and Mordor have merged, and like they've just engulfed Gondor. And that was road door.
Yeah. So if we come in the road door, we would have come across the Fruitropolis first out of the craft beer taps. Yeah. It would have been the first one. But instead, we had come in the back door, right? So we skipped all the other taps, knowing where that Fruitropolis was going to be. And there was only ever eyes on the prize for that bastard. Like,
it is. So on a day that is 27 degrees in Ireland, and we are not genetically acclimatized to this kind of weather, and we went running around playing
strawberry.
Yeah, I do. And we went running around playing tag rugby in black snowcast tops as well this evening. So like, we were just wanting pure juice is all we wanted.
Yeah, and we
pure
got
juice,
it.
And we fucking got it in abundance. There's so much juice in this yoke; it is absolutely amazing. I'd highly recommend anyone that has access to it. And actually, we met a lovely chap at the bar here in Phil Grimes, and Tom introduced us to, we met two lonely chaps actually, an older gentleman and a younger chap, and the younger chap was actually telling us how good the pizza is in Rascal Brewing's tap room. So we're really looking forward to checking that out. I hope we get a chance to go to Dublin and record a podcast there in the next couple of months.
Are you a gentleman if you're older and a chap if you're younger? Is that the
description used in the rural pubs of Tullamore.
Yeah.
If you were in the parish pump tonight now in Rossbrooken, and you walked in, if Ali walked into the parish pump in Rossbrooken tonight,
all right, chap.
Who's that chap?
That's
Whereas if I walked in, they'd say, who's that gentleman?
That's in the Foxford English Dictionary.
Possibly, yeah. But yeah, Rascal's Brewing Fruitropolis is absolutely out of this world. So that's what we're drinking tonight. This is where we are. And actually, do you know what? We've got a mad combination of topics for tonight. We've got a combination of topics that have randomly come to us in our driving thoughts and shower thoughts, combined with some stuff that we put out on social media and some of our listeners have suggested for us. So we'll be back in a second. After
I'm dry.
You're dry, I'm dry. We'll be back in a second once we refill and... here's a little word from a sponsor, possibly. Or maybe an ocarina pass. Sláinte Dhíobh. Ant-Man.
Ah.
Smaller than Iron Man. Faster than Spider-Man.
Oh.
He's tiny and he gets in wherever he wants. Ant-Man. Right, so we were in work today and Owen says to me a brilliant topic for the podcast. And he says, why is it? And he said what the topic was and I just broke into that song straight away. I don't know where it came from. Obviously it came from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like Nightman and Damon.
Nightman, yeah.
Classic. But Owen, I seem to be holding this, but what's the first topic tonight?
So, Ollie, have you seen Ant-Man?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Yeah.
So, to our listeners, okay, if you haven't seen Ant-Man, but in the film, he's not only able to shrink himself to the size of an ant or whatever size, or a very small size, but he's also has these kind of like grenade things.
Yeah.
That he's able to like. So, fuck up,
like seed bombs, like wildflower that Blind Boy's on about recently, the whole thing.
But he's able to throw these and like they can like hit off something and then that thing then subsequently
they're like beer mats he throws the things.
Yeah, kind of like beer mats that attach on something and then they just shrink to the whatever size he wants, right? So, I suppose my topic of the night is, if you could shrink something, and we're talking Iron Man, we're talking Ant-Man rules here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you're
able to shrink them and enlarge them, okay? So what item would you pick?
Because remember, Ant-Man can go giant as well, like. So like,
yeah, well, that happens in Captain America Civil War.
Let's not get into the nitty-gritty.
I'm just going to say...
I'm just saying, are we going full Ant-Man rules or just Ant-Man movie one?
So, Ant-Man in general.
So, like, okay, I suppose the question was, what would you shrink?
And right? enlarge. Not the true technical leg.
Not what would you make bigger, like, but...
So, basically, we had a mini discussion about it earlier on today, and I was saying, like, that the logical... practical thing to do is to say, oh, my car, and then you put your car in your arse pocket, go on a flight, go on a flight there to Shagaluf, and then drive around the Spanish coast or whatever you want.
I like that. Do you know what I mean? I didn't think of it at all. Jeez.
Yeah, that was the first thing we both have.
Yeah, because I think it's in the film as well. You know, he has like a case full of like 20 cars.
But sure, the van, the man.
And your man, that's fairly boring though. The tank?
No, not the tank. The car. If you, right, okay. I don't own a tank, like, so I can't shrink a tank.
Obviously, it's fucking handy. Like, that is so handy.
Oh, like, it's very convenient. Now, I had another good one, like, you know, the dog, like, you know, because you go on holidays, you're like, what the fuck are we going to do with the dog? Are we going to put him in kennels? Are we going to take him? Who's going to mind him? But also, like, you miss your dog when you're on holidays. And you made a great point. If you shrink him, can you just feed him an old crumbine? And would that satisfy him?
Yeah, so like, the dog is like it's a crumb, right? But the dog is the size of like just larger than a crumb or whatever, right? So like if you're feeding, is his like body then like, you know, sufficiently, you know, after
Surely, because his stomach is obviously affected.
So basically, from a nutritional basis, from and when you look at it from the ratio of his size to his nutritional requirements to the morsel of the crumb that you're giving him, it'll satisfy him.
I reckon it would.
Actually, yeah. I have a query, right?
Go on.
So, this is maybe getting a bit scientific now, right? But, right, if you shrunk yourself down to the size of an ant or whatever, right?
Yeah. Like, would you be as strong as an ant? Be able to lift, like,
No, you wouldn't, right? But, I'm saying, right, would you be able to, like, would you have to sleep as much?
You wouldn't know, because, like, apparently some insects have to sleep, like, 18 hours a day, like, and stuff like that.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I don't know how...
I'd say it's normal sleep.
Well, it depends, because sleep depends on melatonin and shit like that, so, like, how much sunlight are you getting if you're that small? Because are you constantly in the shadow of blades of grass and shit? Like.
Thinking of it, though, like, everything is shrinking in your body, so surely you need the same amount of time, like...
I think you're overcomplicating this.
I am.
So I had a really philanthropic idea then when I was thinking about this earlier, and I was saying, what could I shrink and enlarge? And I was saying the old trees, like, you know, because if you shrunk the trees during the night, you'd have a lot more space, but you could plant way more of them. And then if you enlarge them during the day,
rake of oxygen.
Yeah, you'd have a rake of oxygen.
But how many of these discs do you have to enlarge? And...
No, but he's not asking if you're Ant-Man and you have a limited supply disc. He's asking if you had the power to shrink and enlarge whatever you want at your will.
Actually, but that's probably a good question though as well.
Oh, like if it was limited.
That's a better question than I was asking.
So if you've only one disc, I tell you what, right?
You can do whatever you want, really, but one disc you have to. I would find
the last keg of Super Soaker on the planet, and I would enlarge that motherfucker, and I would drink it to the ground.
I never had Super Soaker.
Oh my god, you missed out.
They'll bring it back.
Shall we, you were the inside scoop the week, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were the inside scoop. Super Soaker was amazing, to be fair. It was a top-notch drink. I reckon, right? I think my trees idea is good if you're unlimited, because, like, you'd solve an awful lot of, you maximise chlorophyll production and photosynthesis, shit like that, if you want to learn
science, isn't it?
Yeah, but, like, you know, you'd solve a lot of problems.
And look,
our fields solve hunger.
87% of our listeners are scientists, aren't they?
I have no idea. That's one of the 99% of facts that's made up.
Yeah.
Ollie, what would you shrink or large?
I would.
I'm saying trees anyway.
I'd buy.
Your Mickey isn't a valid diamond answer.
A nice diamond. I'd save up for a while, buy a lovely, good diamond.
A blood diamond or.
No, a good diamond. And then enlarge it, and then you can set it on then and. Oh,
actually, that's a fucking good idea. That's a good idea.
That's a real fucking capitalist, Tory idea. What would you do with your vast fortune then, would you help hungry people? Like,
of course I would, yeah. I'd buy a load of fields over in Africa and irrigate them properly and witch doctors and Ant-Man.
You and Kira had a really good conversation about this yesterday.
Piss-born, like.
So she suggested shrinking the sea so you'd have less time to travel between places.
So we had an argument over it, right?
Right. Is the wedding off?
The wedding's off, right? So like, it was never on really. But anyway,
she's in the same premises in another room.
I asked her this question last night, right? And she said that she wanted to have less travel between places, right? So she was saying, I'd shrink this distance between the sea, right? But I was like, that's not practical, Kira, right? Because all you're going to do is you're going to shrink the water content. You're going
to
still have
to travel.
You're still going to have to travel distance.
Still the same.
And it's just like, you're going to fuck everything up. Like.
And what impact is that going to have on the biodiversity of where you shrink the water from?
I know.
Them poor boys. And also, what we don't realise is how deep it goes then. Short distance. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? If you think about it from a scale point of view, when you're going out to sea, and you take one step and all of a sudden you're 2 feet deeper. Like.
I know, yeah.
So I'm saying.
Like, whatever.
No, she hasn't thought that
whatever, 3,000 kilometres across, like...
So what was your solution?
Oh, so I was saying, okay, so this is actually from the Captain America film where there's the enlargement, right? So I was saying, what you do is, you get, you know, say, like, the Thomas Tank Engine sets, right? You get, a bridge from that, right? And you go... Like, fucking enlarge that thing from Ireland to the States, right? And you
throw it across.
He's
used his on bridges, and then I use mine on locomotive engines so that they can go fast, so it's only like 2 hours to Boston.
Do you know, so you
get to Newfoundland in 35 minutes.
You end up in a fucking huge train on a huge bridge.
Or.
That goes huge.
A huge train, huge bridge that goes fucking huge.
So, Concorde used to fly to America in a handful of hours, right? You throw your thing at Concorde and it can carry like 1,000 people at a time.
And not blow up or cost
€3 million per seat.
So, we can either solve climate change, food, or travel, and Owen solve the travel.
They're bringing the ambassadors back though, aren't they?
Concords.
Supersonic flight, yeah.
I suppose the technology has moved on now, they probably can.
Of course.
Probably a bit safer, like, then.
Yeah. Concord.
Than the big
more crash.
Right, lads. So, we hadn't recorded a couple of weeks, so we threw up on social media during the week there. We're going to record this week, going to bring on a new podcast next week. Can't wait. What would people like a little discussion on? So, on Facebook, Aileen Walsh came back to us. Shout out to Aileen. And basically, Aileen is a listener of Snowcast, and I met her at a wedding in Sneem last week, and she said to us, she replied was Kerry Sessions. I'm going to rephrase the question, basically, because we had a great session.
It's not a question, just sessions. It's literally two words.
No, it's a sentence. It's barely a sentence. But I do think, like, right, Kerry, whenever I go to Kerry, I have a good time. It's just one of them fucking places I love, right?
Kevin.
What is the ideal destination for a session in your head that no matter what, because you know, like we could go out in Waterford and have a brilliant tonight, we could go out in Waterford and have a shit night tonight, and like, yeah, the company impacts on it, not necessarily the fucking ideal function, an awful lot of it's got to do with your own head. So is there a place where when you go there automatically you're having a good time because you just love that place? Right, Ollie, I'll come to you first as a young chap off gallivanting in Galway.
Race day from NYG here on the 30th of October of last year. We were out drinking since about 12 o'clock in the day, finished up around 3, whatever, myself and my mate Zach. We stayed in a house there near enough to Salt Hill. So we woke up at 8 or 9 and we were hanging and we set our suits on. I was destroyed. I was in a white shirt. There was Guinness all down the front. It was just stinking.
That's stinking, right?
And we said, right, we'll have a walk to Salt Hill. We'll see if we can find a pub. In the suits. And, I mean, we're getting looks now. This is 10 o'clock in the morning. People are like, who are these degenerates walking around, right?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because you are degenerates.
We are degenerates. This is just what we do, right? So, fair enough. And we're walking along. We pass PJ's in Salt Hill, which is a fantastic pub. Walk in.
Sounds like it.
It's lovely. It's very good now. It's very... The home.
Top Arry is renamed actually incorporated. So you know. Sad day.
Okay, that is.
So we come across this pub, we walk in, and we ask for a few pints. Your man is like, no, sorry, we're not open until about 11 o'clock. And he's kind of laughing away. And fuck, right, okay, we're thinking we'll get the bus home.
Mad for the hair of the dog.
That's it. So anyway, we keep on walking. We come across Trends in Salt Hill. Now, you walk in, and the place is looked like it's straight out of the 70s. It hasn't changed. The name gives
me that. Like, I went straight to 70s. I went to Flair's in Liverpool when you said Trends.
Carpet on the floor is the same, the seats are the same, and
the stains are the same.
Exactly, everything, all the stains haven't been removed in here. You know, a real owl fella, right?
Michael Lee's stains are still there.
There you go. So we rock in.
Hey, he's very open about his past. Allegedly, his stains are still there.
Okay, alright.
I saved it.
So anyway, we occupy two high stools up at the bar.
As you do.
We ask your man. So, does your Guinness pull well? He said, give us a minute. 2 points up, the creamiest and tastiest, and just this all-encompassing pint went up, and it was just perfect. And the two of us sat there till about 4 or 5 o'clock in the day, drinking pints, and the fellow behind the bar now was no day short of 80. He was out, definitely over the place.
Sounds good.
And we were chatting away to him, sharing stories, and you know, like, we didn't have much stories ourselves, like, isn't compared to what he had.
Yeah.
And he was just there, and he was talking, and locals came in, and at first they were a bit kind of, I suppose, apprehensive. Who are the two boys in the suits? What's going on here? These two prancing fuckers, like, after coming in.
Yeah.
And then after a while, your man said to me, oh, go on, you know, talk to him. Like, they're nice lads. They've been here since 10 o'clock this morning. Do you know? And Jesus, we went back for a few sessions since, and it is just
quality.
It's just lovely.
You found your little
spot there, and it was just so nice. And wherever
that's
we
a beautiful
chance,
story.
Yeah. It's so nice, like, it's a lovely memory to have near.
That's what I tear to my eye now.
Yeah.
Owen, right? What is your destination for the session?
To follow that up, it's quite tough, but I think, though, and you probably agree with me, Ollie, right, like, if you weren't there with Zach, right, or if you were there with someone else, I don't think I would have had.
If you were there with us,
you'd be running away.
Perfect. Yeah, but like, but Zach, Zach's from Piltown, right?
Yeah.
And he, like,
he gets it.
He understands being with just one of your mates in a quiet pub, and we were just talking, and we weren't really particularly talking about anything in particular. You know, like, there was no conversation. We were like,
so you were hanging, so you weren't going in depth enough.
You know, like, it was lovely. Like, and then, you know, we had a few pints, and we were just chatting all day, and it was just a good day.
I definitely think that, like, the company that you keep for a session, and, like, especially if it's two people, right? So yourself and someone else, right?
Yeah.
And that you have that bit of divilment about you, and that you're out for something. So, like, Tommy Keary, who's been on this before, like we were in the depths, the absolute tranches of Amsterdam there one night, right? Like, absolutely, like, could have gotten into horrendous divilment, could have gotten into trouble, like, right?
It is
the place for...
You can find it if you look for it.
It is the place for the worst trouble that you could ever land yourself into, right?
God save Ireland.
But, like, there was one night that we were with a big group of, like, was there 10 of us out in Amsterdam for the session. And it got to a point in the night where, like, it was late, like, people were heading home, places were closing, and the lip was still quivering for us, like, you know, just still, like, one more drink, like, just give me
uno mas,
just give me one more
uno mas,
yeah, right, uno mas, right. So everybody else went, and myself and Tommy, like, you know, I caught each other, what the fuck will we do, we have to have one more, right? So anyway,
so you went find two red lights. That was the end of the night.
Well, two lights in a row, you know,
that's the rule.
That's the rule, like, you know. If you find two in a row, you have to go in. But yeah. No, we didn't. We went into a pub. In the main canal of the red light. We went into a pub there, and it was a shithole. It was an absolute shithole, right?
But it was your shithole for
But it was our shithole, right? And the stories we're making up, like the shite we're talking,
the shenanigans,
the shite talk.
But like the people that we were meeting who had just come out of a red, who had just come out of a out of a prostitute, right, and had just
literally came in,
whatever, right. But like was in the pub chatting away, had wives, right? Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
Like literally
you're hearing the stories.
Hearing the stories, but not like, like had the wives there in Amsterdam as well. And
oh yeah, I've heard this on radio a few times, yeah.
Bonkers stuff, right? Yeah. And the fucking crack we had that night was so good. And the crack we've had other nights as well, right? So right. That's been like I think in an essence, right, the people that you have alongside you and the crack that you can share is without a doubt like makes the night, right?
Yeah.
But then I've been in places with other people who mightn't be as much crack, and this I suppose is the essence of the question: what place kind of brings out the best of you, right, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And what place it, you know, guarantees the crack, right? So myself and Kira went to Doolin, right, in Clare.
Doolin is a spot.
And we were, we went.
Annie Yanks, get yourselves to Doolin if you want a real Irish experience.
We had a mobile home there, and we went to Gus O'Connor's pub in Doolin, and boy Christ, it is so good. Like, it is the best mussels I've ever eaten.
I think you told a story about Micheál on a previous episode, actually. Yeah.
The best crack, yeah. The best, like, the just like everyone who's in the pub buys into it because of
location,
right? There's also
West Clare is just like a place to be, isn't it?
There's also a place that I went. I've only been there once, and it's at the top of Smithfield, right, in Dublin. And like, obviously Smithfield is one of these kind of renewal areas, so you have a lot of, like, you know, you have the Jameson Distillery there, and you have like a lot of other spots kind of that are kind of new grown areas there, right? But you have a pub at the top, and I can't for life of me think of the name of it, right? But it's like it's the only pub that's on the fucking northernmost point of Dublin there, or of Smithfield there, right? Of that kind of main square in Smithfield. And like in there, I was in there with a few guys, and they just have people just coming in every now and again, and like someone might have a bowron coming in with them, someone might have a flute, someone have whatever, guitar, fiddle, whatever, right, coming in, and they're all just joining in, coming back out,
having a crack,
and it, do you know a tune? Will you sing a tune? Ah, come on, sing a tune. And then, you know, you go
straight into Highland Paddy. But like, and the whole place is rapturous.
But like, if you went into Highland Paddy, the boys in
the boys are playing.
They pick it up.
Like, even if they didn't know it, they'd pick it up, right? And I think that is a fucking essence of an Irish pub. Like, amazing. It's amazing. Like,
I'm going to say something now, right? So, for my answer, I had thought of it in my head and said, like, and Kerry, and listen, the reason that I met Eileen and Kerry was because we were at Colette Scully and Declan Moore's wedding. Congratulations, Colette and Declan, fucking lovely couple, fair play to you. Right, Liv.
Colecklin.
Right, Liv Colecklin. But I was there, like, thinking of some great sessions at Kerry and other places in Ireland. The moment you mentioned Amsterdam, I went straight to a pub. Me, TJ Colin, who is a friend of the podcast, listens a lot. Seven TJ. In fucking Amsterdam, the we're there, myself and Niamh were there with TJ and Leanne, and we were over in Amsterdam for a weekend. That we were in fucking the shopping district in Amsterdam Central, you know, where the little shops are there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we were like, fuck, like, we don't want to be shopping, whatever. So we're like, we'll go off for an old stroll in there. And we went down this side alley and we found this little pub in. There was a darts board there. And then we won't throw darts, we sit down or whatever, we'll have a few pints. Few lovely pints. We were there, a Scottish man was standing at the bar, and the owner was very, like, involved in the conversation with everyone. It was one of these pubs that were everyone's in conversation with everyone. And the Dutch owner was like, I love Irish people and all this kind of stuff that you get when you're Irish and you're abroad.
Absolutely.
Next thing, the Scottish lad is up and he's there with his missus and another couple. And he's up at the bar and he orders drinks. And he's in his 50s, like, and he's a man for the pints. Like, next thing, eventually he just turns around and he says, rises his pint, points to his woman, and he says, woman, will he be my wife? And she says, okay. And the whole place just fucking erupts and cheers. Like, fucking. And your man boys around for everyone. And it was just this beautiful, multicultural.
Oh, yeah. It's one in a million kind
there's
of.
There's such people there, there's Scandinavian people there, everyone's laughing. It just fucking set the place alight. Yeah. The girls are shopping, me and TJ are on a set with 40 strangers from a whole host of countries. And it was just one of these beautiful fucking afternoons that we all loved. So that brought me straight there, so I've forgotten all my other answers.
Yeah.
Right. So, Matt Preston, long-time Patreon subscriber of us, has been on with a question. So we're going home to Matt's question after we take a short urine break, and you may or may not hear a message from a sponsor or maybe one of my brothers sending me a piss tape voicemail. Sláinte díobh. And we're fucking back in the room, and I tell you what, right, so we put out on social media, and I want to say there was a good response, and I just want to give a quick shout out to Peter from the Portish Pub Club, who gave a response to a couple of questions, and actually the three questions he came back with are stuff that we've lined up for future podcasts in the next couple of months, so we're not going to ask any of them tonight, but Peter, thanks for the suggestions, we're fucking coming with them soon, pal. And if you're in Portlaoise area and you want a good night out, go and meet the Portlaoise Pub Club. So Matt Preston, who is a long term Patreon subscriber to Snowcast, and we're really grateful for it. So if you have a couple of pounds a month, price of a cup of coffee, price of a pint, go on to patreon.com/Snowcast. Contribute to Snowcast, you can see there's various tiers there to get various benefits for. Go on to it, see it, see if it's for you. Give us a few pounds if you can. It'll help us create content more frequently, for example. We're both busy the last couple of weeks, so we didn't get a podcast out. The more people that contribute to Patreon, the more chance there is that we get a podcast out more frequently. Anyways, moving quickly on for the business. So Matt came on to us and he was like, right, pub games.
So, right, myself and DJ were talking about this earlier on, right? And we're like, right, we're more than likely going to have Ollie on tonight for this, right? So
that Bowsie's a student.
He's a student, right?
So we're not talking...
But, right,
yeah,
there is a thing, right, so there's, like, obviously there's college games, right, so you're thinking yeah. Kings, so you're thinking
Kings is king,
but, it's not
and then there's the various drinking games, for example, when you go onto YouTube and you play the Bear Grylls drinking game, and you end up shit-faced 30 minutes later, like, it's like the time that we played the Bear Grylls drinking game in one of the girls' apartments. And the first, so we went through, we had a list of rules. First rule was, you, when Spear jumps out of the plane or whatever, you have to drink until he lands.
Yeah.
We started off this game and we watched a random episode. Bear got fucking stuck in the tree.
See?
Yeah, I don't think I made it on the bus that night.
Yeah. Also, do you want to, Elsa, fuck you up? Roxanne.
Roxanne!
You don't have to put...
What's this game?
So there's two teams, right? There's the Roxanne team, and there's you don't have to put on a red light team, right?
Yeah.
So you drink when so you know the song?
Yeah, Roxanne.
Right? So one team drinks when Roxanne is mentioned. The other team drinks when you don't have to put on a red light.
Okay.
Is mentioned, right? So it's just, but like the song, until you hear the song, right?
Yeah. It's just like, that on repeat.
Yeah. Roxanne, you don't have to put on a red light. Roxanne, you don't have to put on a red light.
Yeah, so it's just like people drinking and playing. Yeah.
Roxanne,
so I think they're drinking games, but they're not necessarily pub games.
No.
And as we were saying, if you played Kings or you played games like that in a pub, you'd be broke, right? So pub games are like, so for example, the iconic pub game that we've all participated in over several years. And it's a tradition. And I don't think any of us has ever been on a losing team.
No, boat race.
The boat race.
Yeah.
The boat race then was very American.
It is.
But the boat races where a team of 3, 5, 7, however many competitors there are, line up in a long table, and they each have a pint or a drink or whatever's the pre-agreed stipulations for the game. The participants are male or female, it doesn't differentiate, as we like to, we're pro-equality here in the Snowcast.
But I think in the, but
whatever is going on.
But there's oftentimes a rule with,
but that's negotiated beforehand.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying that it normally has to be equi sex.
Yeah.
So that like because because
three girls and four lads at the tag rugby today.
Now I'm saying if a girl wants to drink a pint, she can face against a guy, or if a guy wants to drink a glass, he can face against.
We've been in boat races where a woman has drank everyone under the table in the boat race.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Aisling Timmins, who was on the tag rugby team for a couple of years, she was a woman for the boat race.
Yeah, exactly.
She used to score the points.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that, like, I know, like, you're saying, oh, it can be a man against girls, yeah. But it has to be, it actually
I know, what
be,
I'm saying
it
is...
It has to be point v point, glass v glass.
But then, if you have, say for example, like, we've been friends with girls over the years playing tag rugby where we've done boat races, and they have been superb at sculling points.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like that's like it. So you pre-negotiate the terms with the other team, and then you go. So the rules is the first person on each team starts drinking, and actually they do it on in I Love You Man in the scene where Paul Rudd, by the way, Ant Man, Paul Rudd. I fucking love Paul Rudd. Possibly my favorite actor.
By the way, than the Iron Man.
Faster than Spider Man. Paul Rudd, by the way, can play any character, but he just always gets played as the idiot. But he is so versatile as an actor.
So funny.
Love Paul Rudd. He, in I Love You Man, isn't a drinker, and he goes playing poker with his missus, his brother-in-law.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They
yeah.
do the boat race, and he's like, they win, and he's like, in your face, and then he like projectiles on his mate, on his brother-in-law, because he's not used to drinking.
Yeah.
So that's what the boat race basically is. It's projectile, and people know it's not. It's a, so you're in a team, first person drinks their drink, touches their glass on their head and puts it down on the table, and only when they touch the table can the next person go
lift their next point. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've never been beaten. I'd like to say, if anybody wants to challenge us, they're welcome to challenge us. We name the fucking pub and the place, as long as it's in Waterford, we'll meet you there at a time. And
if someone pays our fare, they
have to pay for our drinks, obviously. Ours to pay our fare, yeah, if they want to fly us over to Colorado to go to Left Hand Night Coast Brewery.
I'm from Colorado
So what we're saying is, I think boat race classifies as a pub game, and it's a brilliant pub game, and it engages everyone, and the camaraderie that we've had because of boat races, even with the opposition who we've absolutely slaughtered.
Yes.
And was it last year we were like 2 points behind with three people to go? And no, it wasn't. It was the lad, the tequila shots.
Oh.
And if I do say so myself, possibly my finest performance in any field, whether it be sporting, drinking, or sexual, was that boat race.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
So unnecessary.
That was very necessary. Very necessary. So I'm just going to say boat race is up there for me for pub games.
Yeah. I suppose there's a one or two that come to mind. Sometimes it is a thing whereby, you know, if you're getting bored in a pub or whatever, there can be things that you
bored
just
bored in a pub.
Yeah, I know. They're very rare, but sometimes
if you're in a pub with Tommy Kyrie and you're bored, something's seriously wrong with you.
But sometimes there's things that you just kind of create, like, so say, you know, flipping a beer mat to the top of a pint, like, you know, as in, let's just try it. Let's see what happens. Like, you know,
or like trying to throw stuff into people's pints.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, we've been part of a few.
Never throw bacon fry away.
We've also been part of a few pub quizzes over the years. Right?
We've been part of the pub quiz, Cove Bar, great show.
And like the actual crack that you get, because you're not. It's not only your own table. You end up like getting in other tables, like, you know. You know, calling your pack of cheaters. Like, you know, like, it's just getting a bit of crack out of people. Like,
I want to come back to that point later on, because it's something really important about an announcement we have to make at the end of the show. So remind me of that in a bit, please.
Okay.
Because it's really important. Ooh. Really, Ollie doesn't know about this either. So Ollie's in the dark.
I'm intrigued.
The big announcement to make tonight as well. For any listeners, make sure you listen to the end.
But yeah, no, I think a pub quiz is an absolutely fantastic night. And if you
throw, and it is a game, because a quiz is a game.
I know it is, and if you throw a raffle into it, it makes it well, like, that's
to be fair, like, we never had much luck at the pub quiz, except 50 bales of hair or some team. But what I will say is, I have done serious damage in raffles down through the years in the Cove.
Yep.
Do you remember, there was one raffle where they thought the raffle was rigged because we got three of the first four prizes.
Oh,
we had heaps of fucking rum and vodka and stuff actually after that. No, that's very good. Ollie, I'll come back to you on, but yeah. Ollie, I just want to get you involved in this now. So give us a pub game that you frequented during your college years.
I'd have to move away from a pub game and come to some sort of a pre-drinks game, sort of.
Yeah, go on, go
so
ahead.
So there,
I'll allow it, but what I want to say is it's not a pub game if it's a pre-drinks
game.
No,
it's not a pub game. It's not a pub game. And you'll realise. So before study week, I brought up the Nintendo Wii from home
to my
apartment in Galway, and myself and the housemates, I'd never really played Mario Kart before I brought it up.
Really?
Yes, swear to God.
You're a couple of years younger than us, though. Well, Mario Kart,
I'm more COD and a bit of FIFA. I never really got into Mario Kart.
Right.
So anyway, one of the lads brings his Mario Kart from home up, and we kind of get into it a bit, and we're playing it, and then all of a sudden it turns into this, like,
drinking game.
Serious competitive drinking game, right? So
brilliant.
On the last night in Galway, we're like, right, we have like, the lads have exams, they're done at fucking 5 o'clock, and we say, right, you need to be home by 5:30, drink sorted, everything ready to go. We're turning on the Wii, we have full batteries ready in the remotes to go. We are playing Mario Kart, right? And before we start,
so is it like if you drive over a banana, you can do a shot kind
so
of
here we
like,
go, yeah, right? Yeah. So we're all sitting here, before it's ready, we're like, okay, we have to have some rules for this. If you get hit by a shell, you take a drink.
This is amazing.
Can we
podcast on it?
Oh, good.
If you get hit by a banana, if you hit a banana, you take a drink. If you get hit by a blue shell, you have to finish your drink. Right, and if you fall off the map, you have to drink until you come back on the map.
Oh my God! This is amazing.
We played for half an hour. I did 4 cans in half an hour, and like the lads were like drinking like vodka and stuff. And
that's amazing!
My God,
that's
amazing. We were fucked up.
I'm just gonna put out there, there's a good chance that we end up not going to a pub tonight and record a podcast doing that. I would be well off for that.
The funniest thing
we'll try and box that
but
off.
But at the same time, right, so you're driving along and like you're trying to win, obviously. And so if you come third or fourth in the race, you have to drink for 4 seconds. So so the lower you come, the more seconds you have to drink for.
Fuck.
Right? So
I'm glad this isn't in the sexual realm.
So we're like, we're playing it like everyone's trying to win, but then because you're trying to win so much, you're like, you're fucking up.
It gets in your head, and then the more drunk you get, the less.
So you're trying to drink, and you're picking up your can, and you're drinking it, but then you get hit again, and you're like, oh fuck. And the screaming and shouting.
That sounds like a brilliant pre-pub atmosphere.
Oh, such good crack.
Actually, I think, like, gaming in general, I've never.
Sonic,
but even like COD or something, like if you were like fucking headshot or something, like just like you have to scull your canner or something, like, you know, that'd be so good.
That'd be brilliant,
and I think there's a whole new podcast on that. I actually think, Matt, if you're thinking about pub games, before you go to the pub, go play Mario Kart with your mates and fucking.
We were. Ossified,
yeah.
Listen, I do want to point out, like, we don't condone, like, drinking in bulk. However, that is
such good crack.
Brilliant.
No, there's nights
where you need that.
There's nights that, like, binge drinking is condonable.
Yeah,
I think,
Christmas party.
Well, no, there is.
Jesus.
I think there is. I think it is, like, you feel shit, you do everything. Like, it is. It is a terrible thing to do on a constant basis.
Yeah.
But I think there is nights where
we can't lecture on it because we've literally podcasted us doing 12 pubs.
Yeah, no.
I'm not saying it. But what I'm saying is, like,
I'm not saying it's healthy or anything.
What I'm saying is there are times when it's warranted, and that is the perfect start to that kind of night.
Oh my God, it was just
absolutely brilliant. I just want to say, right, so Matt, who asked that question, and it actually brought out one of the best answers to Snowcast history, yeah. To be fair. That is outrageous. Like,
that's so good.
I'm going to fucking look up secondhand Nintendo Wii's now,
yeah,
because of that.
I have Wii and I have Mario Kart, so...
Yeah.
We're all going out to fucking... We're all going out to call it here to the Sharps at some stage, and we're going fucking Mario Kart and podcasting. I just want to say, right, so Matt's a Patreon subscriber to hers, so Matt gives us the price of a cup of coffee, the price of a pint. Something along those lines every month. If you like what we do and you would like to continue supporting us and like to get more out of us, I would invite you to go to www.patreon.com/snowcast. Give us the pint of a cup of coffee, which €2, you can donate up to as little as $1 a month.
I think so, yeah.
And we have the tiers set at $2, $5, $10, $20, and $50 a month. So whatever you can afford, we encourage you to do that. If you can't afford to do either of those, by all means enjoy this podcast, we don't mind. But if you can afford to do it, we certainly implore you to do so, because it will help us bring up more podcasts. And the more people be on Patreon, the more likely we are to bring up more content on
the
podcast streams, improve the quality of guests, actually provide us with the facilities to go exploring breweries and stuff like this. Really important. There is a tier that you can appear on the Snowcast for. There's a tier that you can get a topic guaranteed on the Snowcast for. Whatever it is, we will discuss it. Anything.
That would be a good investment.
Yeah, it could be worth $20 a month.
Oh man, that'd be if we had to.
If we had to, like, know what I want.
Oh, man.
I could take it.
Imagine, like, I have some serious radical views on certain things that I don't want to share with the world. Like, listening to Blind Boys podcast this week, if somebody asked me about certain things over the States, there's not a chance I'd ever get into that country again, like, if I was that pressed on it. But listen, that's gone out of it. Also, we have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/snowcast. We have a Twitter page, www.twitter.com/snowcast. And we have an Instagram page, www.instagram.com/snowcast. Please follow us on those.
If you're the brand on point, like,
yeah, absolutely. Like, we're on Snowcast and all of them.
Man, have you ever heard of My Dad Wrote a Porno?
Yes.
Right, so you podcast, mentioned this before.
Right?
This
we actually, that was the time
I was here.
Yeah, that was a big topic of one of our podcasts at one stage, actually.
But
my father got fucking involved in
it.
Did you write a porno? Yeah, Gordon Sharp wrote a porno.
But they famously have the worst social media ever, right?
Handles.
The worst handles ever.
It actually took me ages to find them when we...
So, yeah. I think... their like Instagram is like My Dad Wrote a. Their Instagram is Dad Wrote a Porno. They're like Facebook.
So they're all different. Like.
Yeah, it's all different stuff. It's yeah. So good.
Whereas we're
like,
just slowcasting them all. Like, yeah. Also, YouTube, we only have 3 videos at the moment. We're going to do a video next week in Arcane Stores. That'll be out the week after. So we're on YouTube as well. Have a look at our videos. There's some stand up comedy by me in there as well if you're interested in that. I really recommend it. Now, that's the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social medias out of the way.
Big announcement.
We have a huge announcement.
Oh shit, here we go.
This podcast is coming out on the 1st of July, right? Monday. On the 13th of July, it's a Saturday in Grady's Yard in Waterford. If you're with a commutable distance, we've had people on from Wexford from us, shout out to Sean O'Hearn from Wexford, who's been on to us already, who obviously got the fucking... lowdown on this.
Yeah.
He must have found out about this on the QT. So we've already got one car Wexford lad coming down to us. If you want to come down and you want to see the Snowcast live in association with one of my podcasting idols, Finn Dwyer from the Irish History Podcast, who is amazing. And what I would say is, if you have ever listened to Finn's podcast, it is quite academic and scripted, because it has to be, because that's the nature of his podcast.
It's just facts
and figures.
But Finn in person is like so much more fun than he comes across on the podcast, if you get me. Finn is a fucking amazing guy to have a few points with. We went up and met him a couple of months ago. If you're new to the podcast, go and look up Rasputin Rosebeer and Joseph Mary Plunkett walk into a bar, which is my favourite title of a podcast ever, if I do say so myself. Have a look at that. We're doing a live podcast in Grady's Yard on Saturday the 13th of July at 8:30. It is free entry.
Yeah.
And we will be talking, the title of the live podcast is On the Lash. We're going to be talking about drinking cultures from medieval Ireland straight up to the Prohibition and modern era. And I think it is a fascinating topic. I think it's a fascinating podcast to do. And if you're interested, just turn up on a day, come to Grady's Yard, there's a limited capacity, get there early and fucking drive on. And I cannot fucking wait to do this podcast with Finn.
Like I don't know if people know, but like the time that we met Finn, right, like there was no prep, like he had no prep for us or anything, right?
Yeah, we gave him nothing.
We gave him nothing, right? So he had no preparation for us.
So literally, I replied to a tweet of his saying, any interest in a pint and a chat over a podcast? We record a podcast in pubs, and he said, pints and podcasts are two of my favourite things in Shite Talk. He was like, absolutely. Well, and we arranged to go up to Kilkenny and meet him, and we had no interaction about what we were going to talk about.
But I'm just, from his podcast, you know that he is well-researched. He knows how to like talk history or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But from the podcast that we have with him, right, he knows his shit.
He knows his shit.
Like, it was like I was fucking gobsmacked by the stuff that he was coming out with.
But not only that, like, he knows his shit, but like, obviously, like I said, he scripts his podcast, right? So when you listen to Finn's podcast, he actually does. And actually, this week I've done a bit of voicing for a role in this podcast, like, so now he's bringing in characters and he's reading excerpts and so I'm a year behind his podcast because I went back to the very very start. So I'm about a year behind at the moment. So at the moment where I'm at in his podcast, when he does reading from an extract, it's a echoed version of his voice, whereas now in a new era, he's getting people to do the voice for him. And he's asked me to do this priest from Camir, and I was like, the biggest fucking atheist in the house, like, doing a voice of priest. I played a gay priest in our school play, actually. So I was born for this role. And I just want to say, like, the thing with Finn is, his podcasts are so well-researched, so academic. We came at him, threw a few points in him, and then asked him random, stupid questions about history, and he was just rattling off like that, not a fucking bother to him. So he is the real fucking deal. So get down to Grady's Yard on Saturday the 13th of July. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We're going to be talking about Irish people going on a piss over a period of 800 years. I cannot fucking wait. We're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Owen's going to be there. Finn Doyle's going to be there. Ollie, you going to be there?
Do you know what? I will be there.
Of course you will.
It depends on whether he's working or not.
It depends on whether Rockcliffe wants me to work that Saturday, which I presume will be busy, but
sure. Look, I'll do my best. Have let him know.
I'll let him know that I'm going somewhere.
He'll understand.
You carry in the speakers or something for us.
Okay. We'll have Ollie as a roadie. Ollie's as a roadie. If there's any single young females that are coming to the show, Ollie is single. Myself and Owen are spoken for, and we're happy enough to announce. And all I say is, lads, this has been fucking brilliant. We haven't recorded in a couple of weeks. It's been so good to get the fucking microphones back on. So good to be in Phil Grimes. By the way, I just want to give a quick shout out to Yellow Belly Beer. We've had the Passion, which is a fucking brilliant Passion. So Ollie, the dough, wasn't actually on a Castaway from Yellow Belly. He was on the Passion. So we all had a pint of that each. It was brilliant. And the last drink that I've gotten when we were recording this podcast is a Yankee IPA from Rascals Brewery. We were on the Rascals Metropolis and Tom ran out of it because basically myself and Owen drank and dry. Yeah. Yankee IP is brilliant. The lads have been brilliant. It's been fucking brilliant to get back on this horse with the Snowcast. Thanks a million for tuning in. Like I said, Patreon, the social medias, go all over that if you want to. Show up to Grady's Yard on the 13th of July. Delighted to be with you. Shinglin a fucking Snowcast. Gadeshiv Jagalir. Shinigadiruk. Slongafol. Slongedive Galir. Have a fucking pint. After listening to this fucking podcast, go and have a fucking can for yourselves. You've well earned it. Slongedive Galir. Slongafol.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.